Now hear the word of the Lord, as it is written in the teachings for the new church, the book Arcana Celestia, or Mysteries of Heaven, number 1937. That man ought to compel himself to do what is good, to obey the things commanded by the Lord, and to speak truths, which is to humble himself under the Lord's hands, or to submit himself to the sovereign power of the divine good and truth. This involves more arcana or secrets or mysteries than can be explained in a few words. There are certain spirits who, during their life in the world, because they had been told that all good is from the Lord, and that man can do nothing of himself, had held it as a principle not to compel themselves in anything, but to cease from all effort, thinking that, as the case was so, namely that all good is from the Lord, all effort would be in vain. And therefore, they had waited for immediate influx into the effort of their will and did not compel themselves to do anything good, going so far that when anything evil crept in, as they felt no resistance from within, they resigned themselves to it also, supposing that it was permissible to do so. But these spirits are, as it were, devoid of what is their own, so that they have no determination to anything, and are therefore among the more useless. For they suffer themselves to be led alike by the evil and by the good, and suffer much from the evil. But they who have compelled themselves to resist what is evil and false, although at first they supposed that this was from themselves or from their own power, but were afterward enlightened to see that their effort was from the Lord, even to the least of all the particulars of the effort, these, in the other life, cannot be led by evil spirits, but are among the happy. Thus we may see that man ought to compel himself to do what is good and to speak what is true. The arcanum, or mystery, herein contained is that man is thus gifted by the Lord with a heavenly proprium, or sense of self, or own. For this heavenly proprium of man is formed in the effort of his thought. And if he does not maintain this effort by compelling himself, as the appearance is, he certainly does not maintain it by not compelling himself. Reading further from the small work, A Brief or Summary Exposition of the Doctrine of the New Church, number 52. How many are there at this day who live according to the commandments of the Decalogue and other precepts of the Lord from religion? And how many are there at this day who desire to look their own evils in the face and perform actual repentance and thus enter upon the worship of life? And who among those that cultivate piety perform any other repentance than oral and oratorical, confessing themselves to be sinners and praying, according to the doctrine of the Church, that God the Father, for the sake of his Son, who suffered upon the cross for their sins, took away their damnation, and atoned for them with his blood, would mercifully forgive their transgressions, that they might be presented without spot or blemish before the throne of his judgment? Who does not see that this worship is of the lungs only, and not of the heart? Consequently, that it is external worship, and not internal. For he prays for the remission or sending away of sins, when yet he does not know one sin with himself. And if he did know of any, he would cover it over with favor and indulgence, or with a faith that is to purify and absolve him, without any works of his. But this is comparatively like a servant going to his master with his face and clothes defiled with soot and filth, and saying, Lord, wash me. Would not his master say to him, Foolish servant, what are you saying? Look, there is water, soap, and a towel. Don't you have hands and strength in them? Wash yourself. Thus also the Lord God will say, The means of purification are from me, and also your will and strength are from me. Therefore use these my gifts and endowments as your own, and you shall be purified. Amen.